Blog Talk Radio.
Sisters were pleasant and blessed under the circumstances in this universal modern day captivity under the last kingdom, which is universal white race supremacy. And that being said, it goes without saying, what you see is at the tip of the iceberg. As far as their presidential candidate, they choose to lead them. As far as some of us who choose to be walking dead Negroes and Negresses. Rather than gather ourselves together, as the Most High has said, we rather much more do something fun. Lie, steal, kill, and mistreat one another. How's it working out for you? Not very well, I suspect. That's why we need to study in these studies, and most importantly, meditate on these studies. And again, in conjunction with that, most importantly, apply these studies. You won't get nowhere studying any pamphlet or anywhere studying that pamphlet and putting it on your mantle or in your coffee drawer or in your bedroom little nightstand there. You have to do much more than study the Word of God. You have to apply the Word of God. It is just that simple, most importantly. My name is Yom Suf Arif. I, along with Katria, my brother and friend from New York City, is here to share in these studies with you. We're here to give our insight with the wisdom and understanding the Most High has given us through her. And we hope you apply these things to your lives. In regards to Cartrell of New York City, and me, and so should you. We love the Most High with all our heart, mind, soul, and strength, and our brothers and sisters, as I said. See, if you do that, as far as that last part is concerned, you certainly won't be going around lying, mistreating, and abusing, and stealing, and prostituting, and so on and so forth on one another. It's true, because you would know better. You would know that the Most High considers each one of us as precious individuals. So ain't nobody no better than the other. Because at the end of the day, if we stay on track with the Most High and do the best we can with what we have, the Most High will bring us back home and clean us up. So if you think you're better than the crackhead, you're better than the whore, you're better than the pimp that have changed their ways, and so on and so forth. You know, well, I didn't do that, Yom Suf. I wasn't no hoe. I wasn't no pimp. I wasn't no crackhead, but still dirty on something. Although you're doing the right thing, I'm not knocking what you're doing. As long as you're studying the word of the Most High and you're applying that word daily, you're going to make some mistakes. Now, we found this out in our studies. So don't think, Yom Suf Ari, see, you wrong for that. No, you wrong for that. Just because you didn't do what some of our brothers and sisters elected to do, that don't make you any better than them. Get your nose out there. Humble yourself. Because there's some dirt on you too. And it's just that simple. See, we all need these studies. That's what I'm getting at. See, if some of you think you've studied enough and you put the Most High word up, you something wrong with you. Because you know our kings had to study daily. Did you know that our high priest and our priest, they studied daily? You must be something special. My. That's what I'm getting at. Because you may miss something. Katria and I have been studying consistently for the last several years. And we missed something. As a matter of fact, let's be honest about it. Yom Suf missed something the other day. I may mention in the book we're about to study in, Shamsun. I said, Samson got rid of his wife after the incident of her exposing his riddle. When in fact, no, Samson didn't get rid of his wife. Her folk gave her away to somebody else, his best man. But you're going to find out in these studies. Before we get into these studies, I want to bring my friend and brother on from New York City. Brother Cottrell, may the Most High bless you, brother. Your mic is hot. Shalom.
Bless you, my soul, and all that's within me. Bless his holy name. All praise, honor, and glory to the Holy One of Yisrael, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Shalom, shalom, brother Yom Suf Ari, sister Sanya, sister Abia. How you doing? Good to hear your voice. Good to be back.
It's good to have you back, brother. Good to hear your voice.
Yes, sir. And everything you said is on point. Can't really add too much to it. But we've been acting this way from ancient days towards one another.
Exactly.
And in this aspect of it is a characteristic, you know, that we follow. We follow the leaders when they're alive. So we don't follow the leaders when they're alive. And when they die, we give them all kind of accolades.
Right.
We got to stop doing that.
Yeah,
you know, most of our spiritual leaders, like Moses or Joshua, we got to be lockstep and in line.
Exactly. And the only way you can do that, Katria, is that you know the word of Yah. And the Most High footsteps are your pathways. And by virtue, we're saying that the Most High word is your pathways. And if you're not studying his word, you certainly can't walk his path. It's just that simple.
No doubt.
No doubt, brother. No doubt. Well, Brother Cottrell, good to hear your voice again. May the Most High bless you and your family. Fellow students, we're glad you didn't plug in. May the Most High bless you and your families also. Praise Yah. Cottrell, if you're ready to get started, I'm certainly ready to get started.
Yes, sir. Praise Yah.
Chapter 15 of Shiftim. And it's chapter 15, but it's called, you read it as Judges and these modern day so-called Bibles. But the actual word is Shiftim, chapter 15. Let's get started. After a while, in the time of wheat harvest, the time said, it happened that Samson visited his wife with a young goat. And he said, let me go into my wife into her room, because I'm supposed to be her husband. But the father would not permit him, her father would not permit him to go in. Her father said, I really thought that you fairly hated her. Hold on, bro. Stop. You thought. Did you ask me? Did you make an inquiry? You assume, because of the incident, that she wasn't right now. She was quicker than a dog's hind leg. But I didn't tell you I didn't want her no more. But you assume that I thoroughly hated her because of this situation. Therefore, I gave her to your companion. Is not her younger sister better? A consolation prize. Did she? Please take her. He knew he was dead wrong. I mean, it reminds me of Laban and Leah and Rachel. How you gonna assume anything? Trying to play tricks on people, homie. You assume that. Did you ask me? Stop making assumptions where people are concerned. That's all of us, truth be told. And ask people. Don't assume anything about anyone just because you got a problem with it. You saw it as a major problem for you. But obviously, Samson didn't see it as a major problem that he couldn't get over. Then he give him a consolation prize, her sister. Just like some Laban and Rachel and Leah mess going on here. Of somewhat, not entirely. Please take her instead. And Samson said to them, this time I should believe. I didn't start this mess. Now, maybe I come up with the riddles and everything and whatnot, but I ain't to blame. I'm blaming the God of Philistines. If I harm them, if I put the metal to the pedal, I didn't even start this. I didn't come up with no riddles. Now, here you to give my wife away to my companion, my best man, and then you're going to give me this consolation prize. Did I say I wanted her? And rightfully, he had right to be indignated over the fact. If I harmed them, then Samson went and caught 300 foxes. He took torches, turned the foxes tail to tail, tied them up, put a torch between each tail of the foxes. When he set the torches on fire, he let the foxes go into the standing grain, you know, it's during harvest time, of the Philistines, and burned up both the shocks and the standing grain, as well as the vineyards and olive groves. Then the Philistines said, who've done this? And they answered, Samson, the son-in-law of the Timnite, because he has taken his wife, they knew it was wrong, and given her to his companion. So the Philistines came up and burned. Yeah, go ahead, Cottrell.
No, they didn't have that cold. Snitches get stitches. We get it?
They throw right off it. They put it on at them. You're right. They didn't have that cold, Cottrell. When the Philistines said, who done this? And they answered, Samson, the son-in-law of the Timnite, because he has taken his wife and given her to his companion. So the Philistines came up and burned her and her father with fire. She sort of reaped what she sowed, starting this mess up all together by telling those companions at the wedding his business about that riddle, as far as that riddle is concerned. So the Philistines came up, burned her and her father with fire. Samson, wow. You're right, Cottrell. Samson said to them, yeah, go ahead, brother.
I just wanted to say, yeah, our father made a fatal mistake, didn't he?
He certainly did. It cost him.
Because had Samson been there, I don't think they would have burned her or her father.
No. Because he would have protected them.
Oh, yeah.
That's true, Kyle. Yeah, the fathers seem to have made a fatal flaw, Kyle. Being presumptuous and assuming. Just really, in the bottom line, being low down. That's what we call it. So the Philistines, thank you, brother. What
is that, Cottrell? I said he paid dearly for it.
Exactly, Cottrell. With his life.
Yep.
Thank you, brother Cottrell. So the Philistines came up, burned her and her father with fire. Samson said to them, since you would do this thing like this, I mean, I ain't asked y'all to do nothing, so to speak. Since you would do this thing like this, I would surely take revenge. He had got righteously indignated. I will surely take revenge on you. And after that, I will cease. After I beat y'all behind, if I beat the brakes off of you, then I'm going to cease. So he attacked him. High and thigh. That was a saying of that time. Hip and thigh. That's sort of like, I'm going to beat your brakes off of you. I mean, I don't know the meaning of it for that time frame. Let's read it. So he attacked him from the hip and thigh. And like, he attacked him with full gusto. He put the metal to the pedal on him. I'm trying to find some other allegories that would make mention of it. So it's a, man, he going to beat the brakes off him. He beat the brakes off him, sort of. So that saying at the time was hip and thigh. Was a great slaughter. He beat the, let's put it in the terms that we would say it. Man, that man beat the brakes off them folks with great slaughter. Sort of like that. But I don't know the meaning of it from that time frame. But he beat the brakes off them with great slaughter. Then he went down and dwelt in the cliff. He went and hiding in the cliff of the rock of Etham. Now the Philistines went up against and camped in Yehuda, that tribe. Deployed themselves against Lehi. And the men of Yehuda said, why have you come up against us? Sort of like, we ain't did nothing. Because they were in dominion of our nation. So they answered, we've come up to arrest Samson, to do him as he had done to us. Then 3,000 men of Yehuda went down to the cleft of the rock. They knew who he was hiding out. They knew their spot of Ethan. And said to Samson, do you know that the Philistines rule over us? Why is this you have done to us? What is this you have done to us? And he said to them, simply speak, I did what they did to me, as they did to me. So I have done it to them. I gave them back what they put on me. Maybe a little bit rougher. I gave them what they reap what they sowed. I had the right to take vengeance, so to speak. And he says, but they said to him, his brothers of Yehuda, we've come down to Resha that we may deliver you into the hand of the Philistines. He loved his brother. He didn't have no sweat with them. He didn't have no beef with them, unlike some of us. All that Yom Sufari, that Katria, they talking on that real talk for real people show. Oh, boy, they get on my nerves. No, they would like how we treat us. Samson loved his brothers and sisters. Unlike the love country and I received, but that's quite all right. We big boys. And so he now, loved his brother. Yes, go ahead, country.
He might have loved them, and they might have loved him. But they was definitely afraid of him.
You know what? They came and asked him. They didn't jack him around and hit his head on the car, though.
How many Israelite brothers did they send to get them?
3,000, brother. Not
imagine.
Not 30, 3,000. They know Samson wasn't nothing to play with. Go ahead, Cottrell.
It's kind of like trying to go get Mike Tyson.
You already know. Down goes Yum Soup. Down goes Cottrell. Down goes. But nothing to play with, man. That brother wasn't nothing to play with. They knew to send 3,000. Don't send 30. Don't send 300. You better send 3,000. And then you
and we got some bad men in our ranks, too. It ain't was just Mike Tyson. We got some heroes. We got some dudes that can challenge him. But the fact that you sent 3,000 men after one man, that says a lot.
It speaks volumes.
Oh, yeah.
Brother Cottrell, it speaks volumes.
And they had to negotiate with him. They didn't just, just bum rush him.
They weren't no fool. They knew about something. You know, they weren't no fool. This tribe of Yehuda, these men of valor, they knew about it. Don't go up there running your mouth out talking bad to that brother, man. Sort of like be placated. And he returned the jester. And see, we need to learn that when we're talking to one another.
How about this, though?
Yeah. Go ahead, Cottrell.
The 3,000 joined forces with him and beat back the Philistine.
Exactly. Exactly.
That's what they should have done.
No, well, that's what they should have done, but they did. They were scared. At that juncture, they loved their brother Samson. They knew about it. They know he wasn't nothing to play with. Don't go up there running your mouth out bad mouthing that man. Let's go up there and talk sense to him. And then, because we scared of these Philistines. Okay? They knew what was up, Cottrell, unlike some of us. We got to know what's up, people, and learn how to talk to each other a little bit better than the way we've talked to each other. We talk to each other any kind of old messy, old tacky, old trashy, old way. We need to stop that. All of our real talk now. We need to learn how to. Yeah.
But now, too, I mean to interrupt you.
Uh-huh.
They might have knew how to talk to him, but the results were the same. They turned him over to the enemy.
Yeah, end result, we get turned over to the enemy. But still learn how to talk to folks.
They turned him over nicely.
Yeah, nicely. What did the book of Proverbs say? A soft answer averts wrath. They had a soft answer. They ain't gonna, hey, Suzo, come on out of there, boy. What you did, boo? You didn't get out of this trouble, man. We ain't have none of that. Lay down, sucker. We gonna put these ropes on you. No. They didn't do that, Cottrell. They weren't no fools now.
Mm-hmm.
We need to stop being fools, Cottrell, when it comes to one another, too. Truth be told. Praise y'all. They weren't They weren't no fool.
But it's kind of similar to today. Because when Malcolm X was on the scene, right?
Right.
And when he used to give his speeches, people used to cringe. Because he used to call the white man the devil. He would say them old pale fangs. And his speeches were what they call radical.
Radical.
And
people
cringed every time Malcolm spoke. Those who were trying to get in with America.
Right.
But when he died, everybody's Malcolm X got a Malcolm X t-shirt.
Yeah, but Cottrell, I'm glad you mentioned that. We talk radical to one another, and that's a sad statement of affairs, and especially the way we treat one another. We talk radical to one another, and the way we treat one another is radical. But when it comes to our oppressors, our common enemy, we want to placate them. How is that, huh? How is that?
And when somebody like Malcolm speaks out strongly, our people don't want to hear it.
No, they don't want to hear that. He talking about the white man. I'm scared. I'm scared. Don't talk about that white man like that. I'm so scared. He going to get us hood. But now we talk bad to one another. Hey, you so-and-so, so-and-so, and you other so-and-so, so-and-so, I do this to you, you so-and-so, so-and-so.
You don't think there's brothers out there that will kill you for Donald Trump?
I know they will. I know they will. Come on, Cottrell, now. I know they will.
Yeah.
I see Tim Scott look like he won them. The senator of South Carolina. And President's brother be back there all the time. He was having his rallies before he become the 45th president of these United States of America. That brother back there with that sign, black folk, look, matter of fact, He lost me at the black because I didn't know what the black folk he was talking about. Blacks for Trump. I guess I said to myself when he had that sign up, Blacks for Trump. I thought it was some doctors. I didn't know what the blacks was. You know what I mean, brother?
Blacks. He was the only black there. Where's the black? That's the question.
What's the country? He was the only black there. You ain't lying.
He was like a chocolate chip in a bowl of milk.
It's gonna be a whole lot more this time around too. Real talk.
But what about Herschel Walker?
Yeah. Herschel couldn't hold a sentence together.
He bagged Donald Trump.
Yeah, he couldn't hold a sentence together.
Yeah, that's Donald Trump's man.
You sure a walking dead Negro, if there ever was one. Herschel Walker, Tim Scott. Even this Nikki Haley, she's a woman of color.
Yeah, Indian.
Yeah, placating, kissing, and trying to fit in. Them folk don't want you up there, woman. They want Donald Trump.
You failed to mention Uncle Thomas.
Yeah, Uncle Tom Clarence. Clarence Thomas. Uncle Tom Clarence. Clarence Thomas, whatever that fella is.
Uncle Terrence Thomas.
Man, you know what, Cottrell? That's why all of our brothers and sisters need these studies. Because some of our brothers and sisters never ceases to amaze me at what they have been complacently reduced to, a monstrosity.
We can criticize Shimshon all we want, but at least
right.
He fought against them. He was hanging out with them, but at least he fought them.
Exactly. He knew who his enemy was. He fought against them. Just like we doing a Real Talk for Real People show. That's why he shut us down sometimes. They like to control the narratives. They like to control the information.
They can't handle the truth.
Yeah, just like a few good men, Cottrell. You can't handle the truth. And they certainly can't.
They can't handle it. Can you handle it?
We're going
to
bring it to them.
Got to bring it.
Got to bring it, baby. Got to bring it.
Got to run sooner or later. Truth always comes out.
You better believe it. So, but it's certainly going to come out on the Real Talk for Real People study show, the show that studies the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub in its completeness and its entirety. Oh, it's going to come out. And you better believe it. Shut us down tomorrow. You may be good for it. We'll be back. Praise y'all. Brother Cottrell, you ready to proceed on?
You might wind up burning your own people up.
Exactly. Because they need this too, as Cottrell often mentioned. Not only we need it, the whole universe needs it. By the evidence, I would suggest Cottrell is quite right. Quite right. Thank you, brother.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Then Samson said to them, swear to me that you will not kill me yourselves. So they spoke to him, see? Well, not in an aggravating tone. No. But we will tie you securely. That's it. We scared of you too. We will tie you securely and conjunction deliver you into the hand, into their hand. But we will not surely kill you. And I don't think they could have did it if they wanted to. And they bound him with two. Nope. And they bound him with two new ropes. Brought him up from the rock. When he came to Lehi, the Philistines came shouting against that boy. I think it was very clamorous against him. Well, you know, he burned up his stocks, the grain and vineyards and all this. So they were clamorous. Then the Spirit of Yah came. Yeah. Go ahead, gotcha.
It was their revenge celebration for when King David slew Goliath.
Exactly. Oh, they were.
You killed the lion. Now we got Shimshon.
Yeah, we got Shimshon. Thank you, Brother Katria. Then the Spirit of Yah came mightily upon him. Who to him? Shimshon. And the ropes that were on his arm became like flax. that is burned with fire. Like, you know, you cut and it melts away. And his bars broke loose from his hands. He found a fresh jawbone of a donkey, a fresh one, recently killed, I gather, of a donkey. Reached out his hand, took it, and killed 1,000 men with it. Killed 1,000 men with a donkey jawbone. Then Samson said, with the jawbone of a donkey, heaps upon heaps, with the jawbone of a donkey, I've slain 1,000 men. And so it was, when he had finished speaking, that he threw the jawbone from his hand and called the place Ramah Lehi.
So
then, yeah, go ahead, Katria.
Samson got a lot of Muhammad Ali in him.
Float like a butterfly, thing like a bee. Throw the jawbone away, or it be you and me. Yeah, a lot of Ali in him.
Yeah, he's a poet. He throwing riddles and
Ali was inappropriate with his jokes, his riddles.
Yeah.
And I'm sure there was some at that time in that place thought he was inappropriate. But, you know, if it worked for him, it worked for me, Katja. Okay?
And, you know, Muhammad Ali told it like it was.
Exactly.
They asked him all kind of questions. He would smack them down.
Oh, yeah. They couldn't stand him.
Nope.
They couldn't stand Ali. You know what I mean?
They couldn't wait for him to get beat.
Oh, yeah. They loved it. They loved when Ali got beat. I mean, it was a celebration for them. I remember one old white woman was out there. I'm glad that so-and-so got whooped.
He represents that same spirit of Shimshon, fighting against the system and loving it, mocking him, joking with him, laughing at him.
Messing with their head, getting in their head.
He was out dancing, for sure.
Exactly. And Katria, did you know Ramah means raised or lofty? So the city before he did that was simply Lehi. But when he put the metal to the pedal on those 1,000 Philistines, it was renamed Ramah, which means lofty or raised Lehi.
Yeah, all them bodies stacked up.
Yeah, he renamed the city.
That's the second time you said that phrase.
Right, Ramah.
No, you said put the metal to the pedal. You must be pushing that pedal so hard it goes through the metal. You got to push the metal to get to the pedal.
Man, that's working hard, bro. That's put the metal to the pedal. That's working hard, bro. And you know that's how they say it down south. Working hard.
Yeah, because you're supposed to put the pedal to the metal. And if you putting the metal to the pedal, that means the pedal must be buried under that metal, but you got to push the metal down to get to the pedal.
You better believe a jawbone at least. Thank you, brother. Thank you very much for clarifying that.
Yes, sir.
And finally, thank you, Katria. And so it was. When he finished speaking, he threw the jawbone from his hand and called the place Ramah Lehi, meaning lawfully raised high, Lehi. Then he became thirsty. He's still a man. He still has frailties. And who did he ask for water? Did he ask for water from his enemies? What did he do? So he cried out to Yah. Y'all heard what he said? He didn't ask none of the enemy or nobody. He didn't ask the men of Yehuda. He cried out to Yah. I'm only a man. You have given great deliverance by the hand of your servant.
Is that the formula, Yahweh?
Man, you better believe it.
Even for the mightiest man that ever lived, he still had to cry out.
We all got to cry to Yah. If we don't, there's something wrong with us. And it's just that simple. I mean, King Solomon cried out to Yah. Samson cried out to Yah. King David cried out to Yah. Are you any better than any man that I just mentioned? No. So when trouble comes, or even a simple matter of being thirsty, a simple matter of being thirsty. You should cry to Yah, first and foremost, as Samson did. Humble yourself. And he did. And he said, you have given this great deliverance by the hand of your servant. He didn't humble, he didn't exalt himself. He said, now I should die of thirst and fall into the hand of the uncircumcised, the Philistines. So Yah split the hollow place that is in Lehi. And water came out. And he drank. His spirit returned and he revived. A simple thing such as water. Therefore, he called his name in Hakko, which is in Lehi to this day. And as a result of what happened, the catalyst of all, he became the actual judge. And he judged Israel 22 years in the days of the Philistines. It's sort of like his inaugural Israel, his first fight. The first fight, like his inaugural, you know, and he judged our nation for 22 years as a result. Praise Yah and bless his holy name. Patria, any additional remarks and comments?
I got a question.
Go ahead, my brother.
What was Samson's wife's name?
I don't know, Katra. You got me on that one. You got me. What was her name, Katra?
Nobody knows because it's not mentioned. Most people would say Delilah. Most people would say Delilah.
No. I know that wasn't his wife.
But Delilah was not his first wife.
I know it.
And most people don't know or realize that his first wife got burnt up with her father.
Exactly.
So Delilah wasn't the first Philistine that he was dealing with. Matter of fact,
exactly.
The first wife that he married, we didn't even know her name.
No, we don't. You know, that's funny. I'm glad you mentioned that, Katria, because of the fact we didn't study it, so you know it didn't come to mind. And but it's important about her and his relationship with her. But the fact of the matter, they don't mention her name. And did you know, Katria, a fellow students in Hakkori? You know what the meaning of that word? It's the fountain of the crier. The fountain of the crier. The name of the spring in Lehi, which burst forth and answers to Samson's prayer, when he was exhausted, he was tired. He was exhausted with the slaughter of the thousand Philistines. And that is very important, okay? And very important to know all these meanings. Not just read over them, skirt over them. Break down the words, the fountain of the crier. Not a lot of fountain for a whole lot of folk. Not in that scale of water. But if you do some crying, the Most High is going to relieve you from your exhaustion in whatever shape, form, and or fashion that exhaustion may be. Praise Yah and bless his holy name. Praise Yah. Go ahead, Contra.
And we can't imagine how exhausted he was. You can only imagine that it would have been like playing 10 football games against professional NFL football players. Get up.
He was so tired. He was so tired.
And you didn't have no gear but a football. And all 10 teams is trying to get to you, and you out there by yourself without the rest of your team. You ain't got no offensive line. You ain't got no defensive line. You ain't got no coach. You playing a full football team with their equipment on. You ain't got none, and you out there scoring touchdowns.
he was so exhausted. He knew his limitations, Contrail, and I'm glad you mentioned that. He was so exhausted, even at this state of exhaustion, he knew if I don't get myself back up real quick, it's going to look real bad for me. And some of y'all don't understand this. Some of y'all down for the count, and you ask your enemies, can y'all give me some water in the Congress? Can y'all give me some water in the Senate? Can y'all put a president over me to relieve me? Come on now. Come on now. Y'all got the game twisted. That's why y'all ain't never relieved and you stay exhausted about everything. Because you ain't crying out to the right thing, which is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub in your regards. That relieves, give you relief from your exhaustion. When you think it's over and everybody think, oh yeah, we got it now. He going to beg us for some water. He going to beg us for a new car. He going to beg us for a new house. He going to beg us for a new wife. He going to beg us for a new property. He going to beg us for everything. That's all they do. They cry, but they cry to the wrong one. We doing a whole lot of crying country. But we ain't crying to the right entity. That's the problem. Therein lies our dilemma. Crying to the wrong entity. Praise God.
Praise God. And we know that Shimshon like black women because the Philistines come from Ham. And the white man told us when the Ham was cursed black. But we already know he wasn't cursed black. That he had a melanated skin, just like Shem, just like Noah. The Philistines were relatives to the Mizraim, or the Egyptians. They come from the same father. And his choice in women was Hamite women.
Yeah.
But Ramath Liha, it means jawbone hill.
Mm-hmm.
Like they got famous hills in America. Blueberry mm-hmm. Hill. I lost my friend.
They lost they behind on Ramah.
Jawbone Hill.
Jawbone Hill.
Sound like an old Western. Jawbone Hill.
Man, don't it? Jawbone Hill.
This the old Eastern. Jawbone
yeah.
Hill.
Jawbone Hill. Oh, Samson, you a bad man.
And in between the time that he lost his wife, she got burnt up. He judged
right.
Israel 20 years. So I guess
exactly.
After the 20 years, he met Delilah. Because mm-hmm. It was all downhill from there.
After that, what is that song? Don't trust a big booty in a smile. Black women got big booties and smiles.
And he should have learned his lesson the first time.
He should have got one with a loop booty and a whole lot of yard. That's what he should have got. Praise God.
You talking right, about man. A man that could kill 1,000 men, not with
right.
any kind of weapon, but with the jawbone of an ass. What kind of woman could satisfy a man like that? She had to be a
stout
Amazonian. Yes.
She had to be a stallion.
She had to be a big mamma jamma. A bad
manager. Yeah,
so she had to be a brick house. She, Nisanya says she had to be a brick house. She's mighty. All broke up.
No, she had to be a brick. For that man, she had to be a brick mansion.
A brick mansion. Praise God, Cottrell. You're certainly right,
sir.
Brother. Thank you, Brother Cottrell. Thank you, fellow students, for being patient with us, getting through this with us. Praise the Most High. Bless his holy name. Cottrell is back to... Cottrell, just the last...
We already did.
Cottrell already done that. So I guess Cottrell is going to move on, I guess. Now, I can't say what that grown man going to do now, but he's going to move on to something wonderful for you. Where you moving to, Cottrell?
Well, immediately following the book of Ecclesiastes, the Song of Solomon.
Exactly. All right. Yeah, Song of Solomon. We got it, Cottrell. Proceed, brother.
He tried to follow in the footsteps of his daddy. Because, you know,
right.
King David was a prolific songwriter in the book
right.
of Psalms.
Exactly.
So King Solomon... Like, I'm going to throw my two cents in there, too. And you know how we do. We always sing
right.
about the one we love, right?
You better believe it.
King David was singing about the Most High. King Solomon is singing about some
uh-huh.
one of the 1,000 women he had.
Right.
I guess the one he really loved.
Yeah. The one he really
so
cared about.
Yeah. What they call it, soulmate.
Mm-hmm.
This is what he says, the songs of song, the song of songs, which is King Shlomo. So he starts out the lyrics with the one he loves singing, she. Let him kiss me with the kisses of his mouth,
for your love is better than wine. Your anointing oils are fragrant. Your name is oil poured out. Therefore, virgins love you. Draw me after you. Let us run. The king has brought me into his chamber. That sound like one of the Four Tops or Temptation songs. You got a smile so bright. You know you could have been the sunshine. You know,
go ahead, Kasha. Go ahead, brother. Go ahead now, bro. You sound like King Salomo.
Yeah. You know how you put those lyrics together?
Man, you were blowing, bro. I got to give you on that one.
Yeah, as pretty as you are. I don't know the lyrics. But they was making equations with things that women love. Your
exactly.
Eyes look like almond blossoms, whatever.
So, go ahead, Kasha. Whatever. I mean, she look good too, bro. Don't hate the man. Don't hate the man. I hate the game.
Young. King Solomon got
ahead,
game. Well, she got game.
Yeah, she got game.
Yeah, because I'm sister's out there singing it too.
Oh, she's singing back on it. All right.
Background.
Hit for tat.
So the background singers say, we will exalt you, rejoice in you. We will extol your love more than mine. Rightly do they love. You know, peaches and herb type love, you know. Endless love.
Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell type stuff.
Oh, yeah. You know, that duet thing going on.
Yeah.
She said, I'm very dark. How dark are you? Dark but lovely. Oh, daughters of Jerusalem, like the tents of Kedar. You know what Kedar means? It means black.
Black. Hold on. So what part, Cartrell, the folks don't understand what we look like? What part that you don't understand?
Oh, what kind of women King Solomon and Shimshon was dealing with?
What you don't understand? I'm just going to leave that alone, Cartrell, right now.
But she said she dark and lovely.
Yeah.
You heard that phrase before, right?
Hey, that's a hair thing. That's a perm, dark and lovely.
Oh, yeah. And who was it meant for? The daughters of Jerusalem, wasn't it?
Sisters.
Yeah.
Them Afro sheen.
Sisters.
Yeah, man. It says, don't gaze at me because I'm dark. You know, people look at you because you dark. You seen some blue-black people? I seen a blue-black sister. She was so pretty.
Mm-hmm.
I could see what King Solomon was looking at.
Exactly.
Wow. Your skin, and the darker they are, they don't have pimples and acne and all that. Their skin is smooth.
But Cartrell, it said, daughters, she's not exclusive. She's inclusive. She's not exclusive to that skin tone. It said, daughters, all our women look somewhat like that. So how they look like Jewish? Be folk from Caucasus Mountains.
You got a lot of explaining to do.
They got it. I ain't got to explain. She didn't already explain it for me. She's speaking for me. She's speaking for my wife. She's speaking for your wife. Who's speaking for them? I ain't got that. You take it up with her. She was in that time frame. She know what we look like. We so socially engineered and conditioned, we think they look like Moses on the TV manufactured mess, like Charleston Heston and the folks and whatnot. They better do some studying, Katya.
No doubt. This is one of many of King Solomon's wives, right?
Exactly.
The king had 700 wives and 300 concubines.
But they said in particular to her, sisters conjoined with this sister of being the same skin hue, daughters of Jerusalem. That's what they're saying.
How about the Ethiopian queen that he married? The Cushite queen.
Yeah.
Another Hamite. The queen of Sheba.
Yeah.
He was going for them dark-skinned sisters, man.
Man, what you say?
Some dark-skinned nations.
I ain't mad at it.
I ain't mad at him either.
Go ahead, brother.
She says, don't gaze at me because I'm dark, because the sun has looked upon me. And you know, the longer we stay out in the sun, the darker we get.
You better believe it.
My mother's sons were angry with me. They made me keepers of the vineyards, but my own vineyard I have not kept. Sound like Cinderella. Tell me. You,
like
who my soul loves, soulmate. When
that's
love
the
reaches speaking. The soul, huh?
Is that the guy speaking back to her?
No, that's she's still speaking. She's still
okay.
speaking.
All right.
It's a duet, brother. It's a duet.
Yeah. Tammy Terrell and Marvin Gaye.
Oh, yeah. Alexander O'Neill and Charette.
You better believe it.
Yeah, man. We don't have those kind of duets going anymore, do we?
We have a lot of noise going on. We're not talking about intimacy. We're not talking about consideration. We're just talking about raw sex.
Poetic. This is poetic spiritual love.
Mm-hmm. That's love. Sex ain't love.
Yeah.
Sex ain't love. I try to explain it. Sex is just sex. It's a big difference.
In her verses that she's spitting and the lyrics that she's floating to us, she's letting all the men out there know that women want to hear from you. She says, tell me, you whom my soul loves, where you pasture your flock. She wants everything about you. Where you make it lie down at noon. But why should I be like one who veils herself beside the flock of your companions? Why should I just fit in with all the other 999? So he says, if you don't know, oh, most beautiful among women, oh, you're the best of all of them. Follow the flock. Follow the tracks of the flock. You know how to track flock and pasture young goats beside the shepherd's tents. You know how to, you know, bring your flock along with my flock. I compare you, my love, to a mare among Pharaoh's chariots. Your cheeks are lovely with ornaments. Your neck with strings of jewel. You sound like the Temptation. That's it. We will make for you ornaments of gold studded with silver. You know how sisters do. We're going to make you look fine on that day, sis. She said, while the king was on his couch, my nard gave forth its fragrance. My beloved is to me a satch of myrrh that lies between my breasts. My beloved is to me like a cluster of henna blossoms in the vineyards of Engedi. Behold, you are beautiful, my love. This is what he said. Behold, you are beautiful. You got to tell the women that beautiful. They got to hear it. They got to know it, that it's coming from your heart. And you ain't just saying it.
Right.
The flattery will get you nowhere. And he's going to talk about your eyes. Your eyes are doves. I don't know what you're talking about.
Now,
I think the coming blossoms is better.
Katria, if I may interrupt you.
Yes,
what
sir.
He's saying, here's what he said. You know you have eyes like a dove.
You fly all into my soul.
Go ahead, Katria. I think we got it, bro.
Yeah. You know what, Doug?
What out of Abba, the songs of Solomon.
I guess Prince was talking about eyes when he said when doves cry.
Exactly.
Uh-oh, he been King Solomon.
Yeah.
Behold, she says, you're beautiful, my beloved. Truly delightful. You got to be delightful, man. You just can't look good. Got to have some substance with you, brother.
Because
all is vanity. Our couch is green. The beams of our house are cedar. Our rafters are pine. She's looking at the future. This is what I see. Me and you. You and I together. Just me and you. My house and you.
Praise
God. But you sort of left that because she said, I'm a rose of Sharon in a lily of the valley. Ooh, that girl bad.
Well, I think King Solomon is the orchestrator of the duets, man.
Man, he put on a good one. We're gonna do a release on that album. A remix, goddamn. We're gonna do a remix, yeah. Brother. This is for the sister night only. Cottrell and Young Sufi Reef. Praise God.
Praise God.
God, I love you, brother. I respect you.
Me too. We respect you as well.
Thank you, brother. Fellow students, Cottrell and I, we love and respect you too. We hope you enjoyed your studies and the word of Yah. Bless his holy name. Believe in this information. Now it's up to you. Let's do a duet in every God. The Most High leads the orchestra. You sing the song. Meaning, you restudy. Meaning, you reapply. You read it, restudy, you meditate, and you reapply the word of it. That's the only way you're going to get this right, people. It's just that simple. Praise Yah and bless his holy name for this beautiful work in King Solomon, for the beautiful work of Samson, the continued work of Yah. And let his beautiful footstep be your pathway, meaning his words. Praise Yah and bless his holy name. Cottrell, any closing remarks and comments?
All praise to the Holy One of Israel, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and even our great King, King Solomon, King David, our great kings that put their wisdom, knowledge, understanding, and threw down some lyrics. They threw down some verses, man. And
what
it's always in the back of my mind. How these songs sounded back in the days. What did they really sound like? And I noticed they sounded like us because they say we got soul.
Yeah.
Everybody got soul, but when they say we got soul, they mean we got soul that they wish they had because they be imitating us and duplicating
right.
our spirit. But the soul we got in the music that we put forth, it always
right.
makes me wonder what these songs really sounded like.
Exactly. And if it sounds anything like us, Cottrell, see, reading words and in the beautiful music, the way it sounded, it was wonderful, Cottrell.
I'm sure it was.
Exhilarating. Yeah, it was exhilarating.
She sound pretty.
She sound pretty, you know, singing her part like Lisanya said. I mean, it was off the frame, as we said, Cottrell, off the frame. It's a bullet.
So in this song, they beat Pharrell to the punch. Beautiful.
Yeah. Cottrell, Lisanya.
Yeah.
I'm at Sanyaula for Country. On a remaster. King of Solomon, Songs of Soul. Songs of King Solomon. Fellow students.
I think Pharrell owes King Solomon some royalties.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people owe King Solomon some royalties. They stole off his music. Pharrell ain't the first one. Dove Eyes, Prince, you owed him some money.
Temptations, four tops, with the lips and the eyes and all that stuff.
Yeah. Yom Sufari trying to sing his song. Praise y'all. Hey, we love y'all. May the Most High bless y'all. Bless the Most High. Bless his name. And humble yourself, cry out to him and him alone. He can give you relief. He can restore you. Praise Yah and bless his holy name. Cottrell, last remark.
Like you said, Most I can relieve you from what? He said, all your problems. Not some, not a few, not a couple, not a lot. He said, from all your problems. And in the example we read tonight, King Shimshon. He needed some water, and he cried out to Yah. And what did Yah do? Gave it to him. That's easy for me.
That's
where did he bring it from? He didn't bring it from a rock. He bought it from, what was that instrument that he bought it from? The jawbone of an animal.
Right.
Mm-hmm. out the same one that he cracked 1,000 heads with.
Okay. Okay. Thank you, Brother Katcha. We love you, bro.
We love y'all too.
May the Most High bless each. May the Most High bless each. And thank you, Brother Katcha. And may the Most High give you relief. But most importantly, you have to cry out to him. Shalom and good night.
Hey, stand in a circle of peace. Cause only the willing will see their dreams.
Look to the east. East is the most and the most is the least. When you're living in a